Hey, what's up, everybody? Shane Presley here to tell you about my friends, Music Record Shop. Check them out, 4191A Manchester Avenue in the heart of the Grove, right between the demo and the ready room. Hey, this Friday, they've got new records coming in from Cage the Elephant, Leslie West, Seth MacFarlane, Placebo, Jawbreaker, Fish, and more. So come down there Friday for the all-new Music Happy Hour. They have 10% off any purchase, new music playing, complimentary beer from Four Hands Brewery. Should be a great time. Find them online on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and musicrecordshop.com. Also, when you're down there, be sure to check out their always growing local music selection. There's a lot of fantastic local bands with music down there. So pick up some new music and enjoy.
This is Coco from We Are United, and you are listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Yeah. This is Rock Paper Podcast with Shane and his guests. You will listen to what he says.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio, it's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from beautiful Sauget, Illinois, hanging out in Pops with Coco. Hey, man. Welcome to the show.
Hey, man. I know we've been trying to do this for a while now. I've been just a little busy. Yeah. We did one of these, about a year ago now? Back in January, February?
So welcome. Well, yeah, and we did one together with Fivefold. So welcome.
Yep, we've done that before. Yep.
But yeah, man. So we're here. We're hanging out in Pops, talking about We Are United.
Yeah, basically, it was all We Are United is. I don't even know what to really what to classify it as. Sure. Besides, maybe just like a flag for bands to go with. I remember when I was 22, 23 years old when I first moved over to St. Louis, started playing in a local band. That was Killer Me, Killer You.
Yeah.
I was young, man. I didn't really know what I was doing. I thought my Marshall Mode 4 amp was the jam, when in reality, every sound guy in St. Louis hated it. Understandable. I now learned the error of my ways.
Yeah.
But basically, that scene, I'm not trying to. Those guys back in that day when I was in Killer Me, Killer You, the other bands were amazing. They helped me grow. They helped me chase my dream.
Yeah.
Brook Royal, your Inimical Drives, your Greek Fires, when they were all starting out, man. And there was just something about that community that isn't here anymore. And it's nothing wrong with anything currently going on. I personally just want to bring back we all need to work together, man. I want a brotherhood, because yes, the goal is to go out on the road, chase our dreams, tour the country, tour the world. But unfortunately, none of us are able to do that right now. Money is a huge thing, finances. So why can't we make our hometown a place that we are excited about and proud of our music scene, helping everybody out? Bottom line is, we're no bigger than each other.
Yeah.
We're all still here in this city. Just work together. Build it up. I mean, some of us, one of my favorite things, Sonic Highway with Foo Fighters, that amazing. Opened my eyes up to different cities, how their music, like how a scene emerged and made a statement and turned it into a music capital. Well, there definitely wasn't a St. Louis one, mm-hmm. but there's a Chicago one. There's Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
They did the Seattle movement with Nirvana. Why can't there be one for St. Louis in the next 20 years?
Oh, yeah.
Let's work together, man. Like, let's build something up, you know? A community. Let's make these touring bands that come through St. Louis see what we are doing mm-hmm. and how much fun and a community we have to where they're talking about it.
Yeah.
To where it spreads out bigger than this. But we have to take care of home first. Yeah. Because, like I said, we all want a tour.
Sure.
It's just not financially feasible for a lot of us.
Yeah. Well, I feel like we're getting there. Like, there's already started a movement, I believe. Like, I mean, you know, we still got a long way to go, but I feel like just in the, you know, maybe 6 months to a year or so, there's already a change happening. Like, there, so I was down here at the last We Are United show with Andrew's Dirty 30.
Yeah.
And we had, you know, Conquer As I Come, Midnight Hour, Sky Burnt White, Odom, yeah.
Diamondback Kings were on that. I think.
I know I'm forgetting people.
We were supposed to have a sixth band that was going to be Advocating Adam, but unfortunately they had an issue with some members, so they weren't able to make it. But yeah, dude, that was a great time. Everybody just hanging out, having a good time.
Yeah.
And that show just came from Andrew contacting me because I posted a status like, hey, I'm looking for some cool new ideas, some bands to work with on a show. Yeah. He's like, hey, my 30th birthday's coming up, you know. I'm friends with these bands. Like, awesome. Let's run with that.
Yeah.
I like when people have... I like taking ideas and enhancing it. And that's... I've been called the party master because that's what I like to observe and see what's going on. What puts a smile on your face? How can we make that better? How can we keep that going? At the end of the day, we're entertainers. We love seeing people happy because that in turn makes all the work and craziness, stress that we put up with...
Sure.
Makes it all worth it. In my mind, my eyes at least.
Yeah. Well, with that show, what I thought was cool is, like, you know, one of all the bands that played, everybody stuck around to watch, you know, it was a party, man. We were all having fun. But to also see other bands, you know, represented that weren't on the bill, you know, and, like, guys coming out supporting their other buddies and stuff. And I thought that was just, it was something that, you know, we don't always have. Like, you know, it was hard to get other people out to support, you know, a different band unless it was, like, you know, a story of the year or somebody that was just, you know, really huge in our scene here. But, like, you know, for a local show like that, it was hard to get people out to you know, supporting each other like this. So I thought that was cool to see among the show that, you know, just look out and see a lot of St. Louis bands represented in the crowd. And
well, and like you said, man, it's already kind of – it's already – for We Are and I feel like I haven't even properly laid the foundation. I'm still working on it.
Sure.
It's only been this – idea of vision has only been, you know, maybe a year, you know, that I had this one evening and I started building it from there. But bottom line is, it's so amazing to not only see. So before, in my mind, I would see it like a lot of musicians from bands posting about going to this show, going to that show. Now I'm seeing every musician in that band posting about another band going to a show. And I'm even seeing other bands post, like, from their band page about going to other shows. That is awesome because that is spreading what we're doing and getting excited about it. And in turn, if we become excited about something, that's going to ripple effect to our fans.
No, definitely, yeah.
Because people, I don't want to say need or want, but they love something to be excited about. There's so much negativity and stuff to be, you know, bring people down. But if they see something that somebody's excited about, they want to help us. They want to be a part of that excitement. And there's few people who are crazy enough, like myself, to chase your dream, you know? But when people see you continuously growing, they want to be there to support you. I don't know how many times that we've ran myself ragged in the bands, and just like no sleep or just crazy here to there forgetting things. But at the end of the day, at that show or whatever it was we were working towards, just to see one person's response or one person's Facebook message or post about a song or about something they felt, that right there makes it all worth it to us. And then them saying that, other people are seeing that as well. Mm-hmm. That's getting people talking. And that's when I made a status the other night while playing a show. And that's what I really want people to understand. Music is something that is a part of our life, but we got to keep in mind it's bigger than just you and I.
Oh, yeah.
It's bigger than just the band. Even though if you may only have 5 fans right now, you just need to hone your craft, man. Give it a little bit more time. Keep working. Keep chasing that dream. Because 4 or 5 years down the road, I've been doing this for 7, 8 years now.
Yeah.
People will see your hard work and your determination, your love for what you want to do. People love passionate. They love seeing people who are willing to do that, because sometimes people are, you know, too cautious. But when they see somebody else doing it, like, dude, go for it.
Yeah.
I'm right there with you. I want to see you be successful.
Sure.
And I thank everybody who's ever pushed me further and been there coming to the shows over the years of my bands. Mm-hmm. Because if it wasn't for that, like, you guys helped me chase my dream. You know, you, Shane, personally, coming to all the shows and saying what you say about the songs that we just, you know, come out of nowhere, just come from our hearts.
Sure.
That's what it means something to us all, you know, and it. That's what I hope we can do with this scene and the bands. Like, hey guys, keep in mind it's bigger than all of us. What we're trying to do is unite the city, get everyone behind us. I don't want to work with just rock bands, pop bands, metal bands. It's about the city. It's about us. It's about everybody working together.
Yeah.
Now, making that happen, we'll see how long it takes. But it's fun, man. I'm meeting a lot of people. Definitely more obstacles come in mind than I've ever seen, because I'm stepping on a different side of the industry, not just being with in a band, you know, seeing that side of it, but now working at a venue, running shows, booking shows, promoting shows. There's so many different things that I'm learning, and I want to help everybody else learn that too, and, you know, share the knowledge.
Well, I say let's go back. Let's talk about some of your how we got to where we are now, and like and some of the things we've learned along the way and stuff. So you mentioned Killer Me, Killer You.
Yep.
You started. What do you said? You 8 years ago or something? You said you started.
Yeah. So I would say when I was like 18 through like I was 18 to 20, I played in a couple different like little. I guess you would call them garage band, just, you know, jamming, little show here, there, nothing too serious. And then back in the MySpace days, through just playing a couple shows here and there, I met a couple people, and it was actually the original bass player of Killer Me, Killer You, Patrick Robleski, when he was doing his Team Pat stuff, made a Facebook status looking for a rhythm guitar player. And at the time, I wasn't in a band, and just broke up with my girlfriend and was in a spot where all I had was my guitar and stuff. My friends were doing their thing with their girlfriends, so I saw an opportunity in St. Louis. I was living in Grant City at the time to, you know, play with some other guys. Keep, you know, like, music has helped me through so many hard times in my life.
Oh, yeah.
So it's been the one thing that is always, I don't want to say my escape, but it's more of my center. It's more of, I feel this is when I can clear my mind.
Oh, yeah.
This is when 500 things that are on my mind right now can go away, and all that matters is this right here.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw an opportunity to, you know, try something new, try something different, keep playing music. Responded to the MySpace message, went and tried out, kept, you know, did that. Killer Me, Kill You was the first band I ever actually recorded with. Didn't even know what a click track was before then.
Mm-hmm.
Played Point Fest for my first time on the pop stage. Had a great experience with that. Met some people. And before that, honestly, in high school and at that time, I was the kind of quiet, shy guy. And still at times I am a little reserved. But being in the band, you have to meet people. You have to connect with people. That's how you it's your band, it's your product, you know, it's your entertainers. You have to communicate with people because they want to communicate with you and know who you are, just like your favorite band of all time. I would love to meet my, you know, idols. Not saying we're anybody's idols, but you have to be open to each person that comes up to you, because talking to them right now, you could inspire a fan for life. You can meet a fan for life. Any person that comes up to you, no matter who they are, they took the time out of their day to meet you. They watched you play. At least talk to them. And that communication is what has honestly helped me, because that's where I excel. Is I can talk to anybody, and I will bust my hump for anyone. I'll give you a shirt off my back. If I know something that will make your day better or happy, that's what I want to do. And I, that was something I learned from my grandfather at a young age. Then with the music, seeing how that works, I just applied how I was raised and what I know is me to the music, and I guess you would say, I don't know, what would you call that, Shane, to where it's like being in a band, to where you're networking, promoting, but it's like basically spreading the word about what you were doing. Like, what would you?
I don't know. I guess just promotion. And,
yeah, I would like to find a better word, because that's more what I like to try to do, is talk to people. Like, what is it that makes you, you know, like, thank you for taking your time out of your day to, you know, come see me and talk to me. Like, what is it that made you like attached to one of our songs? What is it that makes you feel a part of this? Because I want to make sure that we can grow together on that. And connecting with people on an individual basis will help spread what you're doing. And that's where it comes back to the whole, music's bigger than all of us.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
It's an emotion. It's a feeling. People start getting behind that more, you'll see it grow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's, you know, I've been, I talked a little bit about it. With the guys, the few I talked to the other night, and I don't know, man, but you know, I've had a really rough week last week, and like I lost some, you know, family members, and it was just it was just a
tough time.
Yeah, the whole week was just all bad news.
Yeah.
But it's like I also went to. I went to Greek Fire on Monday night, went to Will Hogue on Thursday night, went to Brotherly and the Leather Jackals on Friday night, went to see Fivefold on Saturday night.
Nice.
So I went to several live shows, because I know, for me, music heals, man. It's like music, you know, to go out and experience that and see these shows live and hear the songs and hear, you know, it just... it just helps me so much, man. And like, and that's all, like I said, you're saying music bigger than all of us. It's definitely an enhancer. You know, it's like I can hear a sad song and it can bring me down, or I can hear a you know, happy rock song and it gets me up and going and dancing and stuff. So it's just it helps me, you know, just to kind of, I can go to a show for an hour or 2 hours, whatever it is, and I can escape the reality of some of the world's problems for a little while and kind of, you know, clear my head and things. And
so, just have a good time with like-minded individuals and friends, and that's what, hopefully with, you know, starting We Are Unite, getting bands working together, I want to have it to where, hey, it's a Friday, Saturday night. What's going on? I don't know. Hey, I know if I go to this club or that club, you know, that there's going to be at least... people I know supporting a music that is being, the music that is being played that night, or I know that one of my favorite bands is playing. Sure. Now, that's what happens in all the music capitals. Why can't it happen here?
Uh-huh.
Now, there is a lot of times to where you see people who, you know, this day and age, money's a huge factor, and family, friends, you know, we've all made sacrifices to keep chasing that dream. I do understand, like, there's many a times that personally I'm like, okay, you know, time to call it quits, but there's always been that draw. And the thing with that draw, whenever you have that draw, we need to find those other individuals out there, and that's why I want to work with those, because I will work my butt off, I'll learn as best as I can. There's some people out there that are going to be way better than me at bass and way better than me at guitar player, but the bottom line is if they don't have that encouragement, or they don't see that like little bit of light at the end of the tunnel, they may never fully come to become the next Jimi Hendrix or, you know, the next Steve Vai, just because they may, I'm not saying give up their dream, but they may, might not see the power of what music can do for people. Mm-hmm. And they're, whenever, I guess you could say that, I want to help people see what music can do for not only you, yourself, everyone that's in the club, but the people that you can't even imagine that you could touch with music.
Yeah.
Because if it wasn't for music, I've said this many times, I have no idea where I would be at in life.
Yeah.
There's so many times where at the end of the day, I'm just like, nope, I got everything in my mind, everything in the world is just going on. My life is just completely in chaos.
Yeah.
But music is the one thing that I've always made sure we've practiced. I've been doing this. I've been in a band for the past 7-8 years of my life. There's not been a week where I have not been a part of a local band.
Sure.
But that's what's helped me through everything that I've been through. It's been my escape, been my center with my guys, the music that we write together, the people that we touch. And I can still remember when I was got my first cassette ever, listening to it in the bathroom, just head up to it, up to old cassette player.
What tape?
Oh, man. You want me to be honest? This is going way back. The first two pieces of music I ever owned were on cassette, and it was Eve 6 and Chumbawamba's Tub Thumping.
Oh, all right.
Eve 6, the album with the fly, I can't remember the name of it, but anyways, those were my two first musical purchases. Yeah. I was probably, jeez, I don't even think I was in junior high yet.
Yeah. Shit, man, I don't remember exactly the very first one. I do recall having a tape of, and this is cheesy, but it was Roxette's Greatest Hits, and they had a song called The Look, and okay. I remember that on the tape, and that was it's a 90s classic, on the 90s pop, and I remember that. I remember Christmas one year I asked for some CDs, and I got Pearl Jam Vitalogy, Aerosmith's Greatest Hits, there was a third one. Those are early purchases or requests mm-hmm. that I had that I got. And I also remember listening to Usher's My Way, all the words.
Come on, Boys and Men. My jam.
It was I'm sitting there playing my Nintendo. Or Super Nintendo, probably. I had my Super Scope and had my Usher CD cranked up and, singing along all the songs mm-hmm. and stuff. And I have all those memories of that old stuff, man. But
that's what's fun, man. I can still look back and remember those, too. Like, in, junior high and high school, having Hit Parade or posters, tear out some magazines on my wall, my favorite bands, and what's actually really cool too is my first show that I ever went to was here at Pops. Oh, yeah. It was see Stone Sour, Pyroman 5000, and a band called Raw, if you actually remember them or not. Yeah, they had a hit called Do You Call My Name? That was the big song that was on the point years ago.
Yeah. Did you say Raw?
Raw.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said Raw and the W on it. And everybody,
no.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, Do You Call My Name? Yeah, that one's a jam, man. And then Rectifier.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Man, yeah, that whole, first album they were whatever they put out that record. I don't know, I never really got in heard much after that, but those that first I think it was called The One or something, or mm-hmm. The One or whatever, I think that album,
I can't remember, but
yeah, that
was my first concert ever live show, was at Pops, and immediately obviously became hooked.
Yeah.
And that was before I even picked up a guitar. It was just something about, at a young age, I think I was maybe 16, just music, was always there, something I grasped onto, saw the live stuff. Then a year, probably a year and a half, 2 years later, picked up a guitar, started playing, and then just seeing, I saw what it did to me, and I was like, man, that's awesome. I just want to be up there now.
Yeah.
And now, you've been a fan of my, projects I've been in.
Sure,
and it's just amazing just to seeing, I still remember those days in my bedroom. I still remember my very first concert here.
Yeah.
And now I can not only put on shows and help people through rough times, but now I'm able to help bands, work with them, and, you know, like, yeah, I said, there might be that next Jimi Hendrix out there. He just needs a, you know, a little push. Like, I didn't know what a DI box was for bass guitar when I first started. I didn't know what a line check was. I didn't know how to do a monitor check. Like, it's just stuff that, you know, is second nature now, mm-hmm, after doing it for 7 or 8 years. But there's so many people out there who don't know that. And they might become a little timid or a little, you know, put down because somebody might, oh, this band's unprofessional, I don't want to work with them. That's where I want to come in and, like, well, no. Hey, like,
sure,
leave it all up on the stage. Take every instance that you're on stage as a learning experience and keep pushing yourself forward. Mm-hmm. Because if the ball's not rolling, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, just
Keep going.
Right. Yeah. Might as well help them out and learn from your mistakes, you know, and help educate the youth and be a mentor to them.
Hey, if my crazy goofy ass can be sitting here chasing my dreams for this long and connect with people and put on shows and put an album that I'm amazingly proud of, anybody can do it. You know, you just have to look past. You just have to, how do I word this? You just have to make sure that this is what you want, and if it's what you want, commit to it fully.
Yeah.
You know, times do get tough. There is a lot of hard work into it, but if you're willing to make it happen, you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Just like anything, you just have to put your mind to it and push through it and make sure that everybody's on the same page and everybody's on board. When that happens, you conquer. You know, you can touch people and help them out through so many things that you can't even fathom. Receiving an email from somebody saying they were getting ready to do something that would ultimately end their life, but one of your songs, like, talked them out of it. Like, how can you put that into words or express in, like, what that, you know, what that does?
Oh, yeah.
You know? So, if my goofy ass, my music that I put out can do that for somebody, just being who I am, there's so many more people out there that can do the same thing.
Sure,
we just have to work together, hone it, build it up, and build up this to where everybody is putting on the best show they possibly can and working together.
What I was going to ask you, why Coco? Where'd that all come
from?
Anybody that
my real name is Jordan Murray.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people who only know me as Coco. Throwing back "Killer Me, Kill You" days. That's actually where I got the name. But a little story, quick. Patrick Blair, the singer of "Killer Me, Kill You," his mother, Jan Blair, she pulled me to the side. It was actually at Point Fest when we played the big stage after winning the Battle of the Point Fest grand finale. She grabbed my shirt through the chain link fence and asked me why, when she was tagging me in videos on Facebook, Coco was not showing up on her friends. Why are we not friends? I leaned in and I was like, Jan, I was like, well, we are friends on Facebook. My real name is Jordan Murray. And her eyes just got all big, and she just let the big, oh. Reason why I tell that story is there's a lot of people who only know me as Coco. You know, it is what it is. And even more so funny, Jan's son, Patrick Blair, was the one who gave me that name.
Yeah.
That came from "Kill Me, Kill You" days. I've always had something weird to where my friends wanted to give me a nickname. I've always apparently been a nickname kind of guy. Jordan's never been, I guess, the name that I should represent me. Anyways, the two Pats, Patrick Robleski, Patrick Blair, were outside. We were all outside at the old schoolhouse before the bands where they practiced at the Lent Brewery. Before that was a thing, the guy who ran that ran the schoolhouse, which was in South City, an old, I don't know if it's an elementary or junior high, but it was an old school that they turned into a practice spot for bands. So it was like 2 o'clock in the morning on a weekend, and we're outside and definitely had some adult beverages. One of the Pats said, hey, I want to keep drinking. We need to go to the east side to get beer. That's the only place still, you know, serves. the other Pat was, and hey, Pat Blair was like, hey, I want to go to QT, I want a coffee, I want to sober up and go home. Well, that conversation was taking place probably about 15, 20 feet away from me, and I was not even a part of it, not even looking at him, I was just texting, but I was listening in, and when Pat said he wanted a coffee, I was like, yeah, I'll go, I want a hot cocoa, I want some hot cocoa, and they both just looked at me and just lost it, started laughing. Then Pat Blair was like, come on, Coco, let's go get you some hot chocolate. It stuck.
Yeah.
It was a name that, like I said, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, it's the goofiest, weirdest name. People, I've had a lot of questions, a lot of different explanations why people think I got the name Coco. But yeah, it's just something goofy as loving sweets, and I want a hot cocoa that night. Yeah. Come on.
who doesn't want some hot cocoa?
With some whipped cream?
Yeah. I've been given nicknames too, but usually it's just Big Shane. Like, real creative, guys.
Real original. Come on, guys.
usually that's usually where it is, but...
I played with those guys for years, man, and it was awesome. And I learned so much from them because at the time I was the youngest member of that group by, I would say, at least 3-4 years. You know, I was younger than all those guys. So, and that's what I was saying. Like coming into St. Louis, like learning, they were in prior bands that have been in this, you know, in the St. Louis music scene. Two of them were from metal bands, and one was from another rock band. And Pat Robleski he booked shows before and did video stuff. Mm-hmm. So they all had like their different aspects, you know, that they've learned from, you know, the scene from playing in bands that they were in prior. So me being that was my first band to where actually we took it serious, you know, it was like as the band that we were going to do something with, and man, we're going to try to get on the road. So I learned so much from those guys. And then just the other bands that we played shows with. Just learning all the information that I can. That's the type of person I am. Like I said, I like to sit back, observe, see how things work, and then find ways that I can, I don't want to say improve, but just ways that I can enhance the experience that is going on. Mm-hmm. So that's what I learned. Like, how can I enhance my abilities as, you know, guitar player, songwriter, entertainer, you know, put on a good show for people. So, like, that was, like, the infancy of this. And then I saw an opportunity with the guys in Fivefold, you know. They had Ryan Pauk, loved the guy to death, still a member of the family. He was, you know, getting married. He was, you know, settling down, doing, you know, the family man thing. And that's what was kind of going on with Killer Me, Kill You at the same time. So it was kind of this was slowing down, and there was an opportunity here. And in the middle of all that, I still had that want and drive to where I wasn't done. I'm not done. And still today, I'm not done. I'm not set. I don't want to say I'm not satisfied because that sounds kind of arrogant, but it's like there's so much more that we can do, and there's so much more that, again, it's We Are United. It's not just me. It's not you, Shane. It's everyone working together. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, take everything that I've ever said or anything that I talk to people about, take it with a grain of salt, because that's just my personal opinion, my personal life and experiences. The only thing that I want you to take from that is at least let it try to spark some inspiration in you for something to better yourself or grow. Because I could say, hey, let's go about this idea. Let's try this for you guys. You guys can think I'm a complete loony. Like, this guy is completely insane. This won't work because this, 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 and this. Awesome. You at least found 4 reasons why this crazy guy's idea won't work.
Yeah.
It got you guys thinking about doing something different.
Definitely.
Let's at least start there, you know, and we can all do this together, you know?
I was just, when you said it's your opinion and stuff, I immediately went to Big Lebowski. Okay. When you ever watched that?
It's honestly been years.
Oh, man, it's one of my like top 3 favorite movie comedy.
Okay.
For me, it's comedy. Like, I know it's I don't know, I guess more dark comedy. It's not exactly it's very a lot of I don't even know if it's really properly a comedy, but I laughed so hard watching that movie. I mean, I know there is a lot of comedy to it, but it's not like, but I also love like Dumb and Dumber. That'd be the other one, which is a flat out comedy. So but anyway, watching Big Lebowski, there's that line, you know, he's like, that's the dude always says, like, that's just like your opinion, man. Yeah. And like, so that's what I...
Oh, but, okay, that's what you mainly want.
Yeah, as soon as you said that, that's like in my head, and I started doing the, you know, the dude. So.
When you said it that way with that little twang, I clicked my head.
Yeah, sure. I think me and you, I don't think we're very different, man. I think we are kind of cut from the same cloth, even though we have very different backgrounds. And mm-hmm. like, I mean, I never played or anything, but so you coming from that era or area, but I'm along the same path, man. I started this show just out of love, you know. You're starting We Are United out of love, you know, over the scene and the music and everything, and you know, on the same deal. Like, I'm just trying to. I do a lot. I throw a lot of stuff out there, you know, between the show and between, you know, like I said, posting events on Facebook and stuff like that, and just trying to get people talking about it. Like, I might not be for everybody. I might not have all your favorite bands or whatever it is, but at least if you can start seeing these names or, you know, hearing people start talking about it or whatever it is, if I can just kind of get the conversation going, then I feel like I've done my part.
And that's what's awesome, because we're helping, like, what you're doing is you're bringing bands or musicians or artists to people like myself. Some of the artists that you've done these podcasts with, I've never heard of.
Sure.
But that's the thing, they're in the same city as me. What? That's, you know, I'm not saying it's an issue, but, you know, that right there speaks volumes of it.
Yeah.
Now...
But the same, I mean, that's, I'm discovering, as I'm doing this, I have one band that I'm like, hey, you should check out our friends, and I'm like, I meet another band. I'm just all networking and stuff. But the same sense, like, just like you were saying, I was that guy too just a year ago. I thought I had an idea of what St. Louis music was.
Mm-hmm.
Because I followed, you know, Killer Me, Killer You, Fivefold, you know, these guys, all these bands that come down here and stuff. And shortly into the show, I realized, man, I only knew this. There's so much more out there I didn't even know. And like,
and I was saying earlier before we sat down and started this podcast, like, so the We Are United, it started as just, you know, me and Patrick Blair together, you know, idea of what we were going to try to do. He graduated college, and, you know, he had to do his due diligence with his band and his career profession. So, it, you know, basically I kept it going, kept it moving, and basically it became just myself working with bands and building something up. And first it was, you know, helping bands get on the Inkspot Block Party, helping Big Dave and Robbie with that. And then now I'm starting to work with other bands just on, like, CD release shows or Andrew's Dirty 30. And now
Divide the Empire
CD release show for those guys.
That was a good party.
Yep. Awesome. Love those guys, Joe. And see, that's the thing. Those guys right there, I would never have met Joe or Randy if it wasn't for, you know, stepping out here and trying this. And like you said, now that you and I are doing something out of, we love music, we're trying something new, expand our love for music and spread it out, we're finding all these new bands.
Yeah.
We're talking to all these new people. Like you were saying, these bands that you know, that I've never heard of, that you were talking to and doing these podcasts with. Backtracking a little bit in our conversation, when I said getting a message from somebody saying, hey, your song helped me through a rough time in my life.
Yeah.
What's saying that band that you just had that podcast with, you just put out, what's saying one of their songs isn't that for somebody else out there?
Yeah, for sure.
We just need to help spread the word, and that's the thing. There's so much great talent and so much... There's so many messages. Let me rephrase it. There's so many messages from everyone, all these artists, and that's what we are good at. We are good at getting our messages out there and helping people.
Yeah.
Now we just have to make sure that we keep that all going, working together, because, like I said, the end game in my head, St. Louis would be a music scene, a music capital. I just want people to know St. Louis for the times that the musicians and artists that come out of the city, and whenever somebody comes through St. Louis, whether it be a national band stopping through playing a show, a one-off, or playing a show here, they know that the scene and the bands are amazing. Everybody's working together and seeing what we got. Yeah, even though if a band only national band only draws 200 people to a club, well, if our local scene, our local bands have that party aspect where everybody's working together, now every club is going to be filled every night. I hear a lot of the, you know, I don't want to use this as an excuse or whatever. A lot of people say there's too many clubs in St. Louis. That's an excuse.
Yeah.
You go to Hollywood, there's 13 clubs in a mile strip.
Right.
Bottom line is, we need to take the band. There's not enough bands. There's not enough talent that is... How do I word this properly? I don't want to say pushing themselves or confident themselves. There's not enough talent to where they are making a huge impression on people and growing with the community. And that's what it's about. It's about growing with your city, your community, and contacting other businesses, contacting bands, working together, making friendships that will last a lifetime. And that's what I've done, and I continue to do that every day with the people that I meet. Even if I meet somebody, shake their hand, and today, a week from now, I might not remember their name, but I'll remember their face, you know, maybe. Bottom line is, that person right there, we touched them, we helped them out. They remember me. I might not remember them, but they remember me. And that right there means something to them. There's so many people in our city that that right there, just talking to them, will mean something to them.
Sure. Yeah. What, like, what are your, so we're 2015 is coming to an end here.
Yep.
We're gearing up for the new year. Looking ahead, what kind of, what are we looking to do with you? We Are United? You got, you, you said something about, you got some help,
yeah,
coming on board. And
I've, so I wanted to, the first year of We Are United, just basically, I wanted to make sure I try to do as much of it as I possibly can myself, because I want to learn as much, soak it all up, seeing what it is I can actually be good at and excel at, and find out areas that I might not be the best at. And now, at the end, and just basically pour out my passion, my heart, who I am, and then hopefully bands will see that and, you know, connect with that and see that there's somebody out there, as I call it, stepping on the dark side, who actually cares and actually wants to see their band succeed. Because if a band says, like, I don't know if we can sell the minimum amount of tickets, like, guys, you know, I understand. I was there myself too. What day of the week are you, what evening are you free? Like, let's sit down, let's talk for like an hour or two. Like, let's just chat. I want to get to know the bands. And like, let's work together, find ways to get you guys excited about this show, which will in turn make your fans excited about it, and get people excited about what's going on in the city and what's going on in our community. So I've found the areas where I can be good at in this, because this is all new to me.
Sure.
I come from construction background, selling internet marketing, and but I'm just taking the knowledge I've learned from being in a local bands and applying it to this. You know, seeing what happens, seeing where I can grow and learn further. But yes, I've definitely, there was a lot of, it's been a lot, man. Mm-hmm. Frying myself ragged, had a couple little almost breakdown points where it's like, oh my God, this is too much.
Sure.
But at the end of the day, yes, I finally now, 2016, we're going to, there's a show in the works for a benefit show for a close friend of somebody who is jumping on the team with me. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be kind of like the first introductory for the team. And I'm having, her name's Erin. She books shows a lot at Cicero's, Butterfly Boomerang Productions, I believe it's called. I met her at one of these shows here at Pops, to where it was a local tribute night, local bands just playing tributes or playing cover songs. We talked, you know, I was supposed to meet her before, a buddy from a local band was introduced to us, but being who I am, run back and forth. Anybody that's seen me on a show knows I'm never in one spot. But Erin, she shares the same love and passion for the music scene and wants to see bands grow and see people, what it is, this community and family that we can have when people just get excited about it and work together, not against each other.
Yeah.
So she's going to help me with the communication with the bands, finding those new bands, communicating with them, as well as Garrett from Discrepancies. He's the drummer of that band. They were one of the first bands that I met when I started We Are United and started talking to. He has been somebody that looked up to me whenever I was in Killer Me, Kill You, and, you know, follows my current band, Fivefold.
Yeah.
But that guy, he is very... There's just something about Garrett that when we talk business and when we sit down, he's very straight shooter, to the point, and that's what I love. I get... What's the word here? Tongue-tied. There you go.
Yeah.
I ramble a lot. I say the same thing over and over, which I've done many times in this conversation, I'm sure. But prime example, me, Garrett, and Aaron had a meeting. We're talking about some things for We Are United, some ideas for 2016. And me and Aaron just weren't connecting on it because I come from a band side point of view, you know, like how I word stuff. And she was coming from a promoter, booking agent side. So there's definitely lingo and language that doesn't always click. It's like a foreign language at times. But Garrett was that guy to sit there in the conversation, and he was a good mediator. And I've done that for other people and other bands too. So Garrett is just someone who, like I said, he's going to help me out with contacting booking bands. Same with Aaron. Justin, he's the bass player of Kai and the Yodis. He loves local bands. He goes out to shows all the time. He's definitely been spreading the word of We Are United before I even asked him to help me be a part of it. So, and his biggest thing is he's going to be looking for bands, finding new bands, putting them in our faces, putting them on the We Are United Facebook page. And basically, if it's a band that I've never heard about, that's a problem. He's going to help us find these and post them on that page. That We Are United Facebook is basically, I want it to be kind of a St. Louis, in a sense, like a magazine, to where it's highlighting St. Louis artists that are coming up. And then when we do We Are United shows, these We Are United shows, they are talking to these bands, finding out what it is that they are doing to make this show different for their fans. What is it that, hey, this show right here, you guys did this set, it was amazing. Well, now what can we do to make people, you know, be excited about coming back out? How are we going to, like, are you guys going to play a brand new song or bring back an old song or change a song up? Just something like that. Let's post it on that We Are United page. Tag those guys. Now, in a band's, being in a band member's mind, when somebody else is talking about your band or posting about it that is not your girlfriend, your mom, your uncle, or your other band dudes, when you see somebody else on the outside, it's an amazing feeling. Because, like, oh, somebody actually, you know, cares.
Sure.
And that's what it's about. You can ask anybody. Maybe I care a little too much.
Yeah.
But I think I try to see the good in everyone. I try to see that potential within you. Even if you might not be at your prime now, finding that potential and bringing it out, because somebody saw that in me at one point in time. I don't know who it was or when it was, but somebody's, I guess, through my life has always saw a little something in me, and they've always pushed me further to be better.
Yeah.
So now that's what I want to do. I just want to find those people out there who are willing to work and willing to be a part of something bigger and help bring out that potential in them. And that's what it is with We Are United, you know? And now it's became something to where, like I said, I can't do it all on my own. Mm-hmm. On top of my musical project, on top of my job here at Pops, and then with We Are United, I'm not able to... Oh, I just got called. Hold on.
I'll be back.
But yeah, like I was saying, just so much myself between my musical project, my job here at Pops, and then We Are United. And that's why multiple people have came up, hey, I want to help. I want to help any way I can. And before it was just one of those, I'm still learning. I'm still, you know, like I said, learning the dark side, figuring out how this side of the industry works to help bands grow. Because I know the things that drive bands crazy. I know the things that bands like, and I want to be that middle guy to help everyone grow. Because if it wasn't for the bands, the clubs wouldn't exist. And if it wasn't for the clubs, the bands would have nowhere to play. So we need to mold that together.
Right.
And prime example, when I took this job here at Pops, working with the bands on the road to Point Fest, Battle of Point Fest, one of those bands was Kai and the Yodis, and Justin, the bass player, that he was one day one when we first met. He was on me almost weekly, messaging me, and I tell him, like I tell everybody, I was like, man, I apologize if I can't get right back to you. It's nothing negative. I'm not ignoring you. It's just I'm literally so busy. So please, I encourage you, blow me up, constantly hit me up. And he was one of those ones that did that, and I love that about him. He's so adamant, so proactive on it. And when his band did the finals, I sat down and talked to him. It was session one finals for the Road to Point Fest, and they were wanting to do some, you know, bring in some stage props and do some different things in their set. That's what I love that. Like, let's brainstorm. How can we make your show? How can we step it up a notch? And that's what I helped those guys do. They brought in a TV. They spray painted their logo on it. They did a little poem at the very beginning. They added props that they incorporated into their set to where, essentially, they added production to it to where they made it a full set. That was awesome. And after him obviously working with me and seeing stuff like that, that wasn't even We Are United stuff. That was just stuff here at Pops. That was just me helping those guys out. Right. That's what I want to focus on, working with those guys. So Justin is one of those guys to where I've worked with that band personally. He can talk to other bands and, you know, basically vocalize, like, yes, this is what we are trying to do, work with bands, build them up. Mm-hmm. So now he is a part of it. He's not just going out there saying, yeah, Coco with We Are United. It is we as We Are United.
Yeah.
So it's a team of us now to where it's even more fully encompassing the vision of not just me, not just you. It's bigger than all of us. It's all of us together in this town, this community, making something happen, you know? Like, let's give some, let's, we can all do something to be proud of and pass on to our kids.
Sure.
You know, and same thing like with you, Shane, these podcasts, like you said, you started a year ago. It's you just took your passion, your love for music, and, you know, found an outlet for that to expand on and help people grow.
Yeah.
Essentially what I am trying to do here. And like I've asked you, you know, you're going to hopefully jump on the team too.
Yeah.
Because I absolutely love how it's going to be a Tuesday or Wednesday night. And if there's somewhere that has live music, you are posting about it. You find it. You know about it. You will post it. And that right there is what that We Are United Facebook needs to be more so about. Your podcast, talking with these bands, introducing everyone to new artists who are up and coming or thriving or been around forever that no one in the cities may have heard of. But we're going to try to get that outlet to these artists and work with them. And in turn, you, like I said, post where they're playing at, what clubs are going on. This is, you know, right now, me working at Pops. Yes, Pops is home base for We Are United. Rich Donald, thank you, sir, for giving me a job back in February and allowing me to learn, grow, and basically try to find a way to make this dream a reality, you know, seeing something in me in that. And so, yeah, Pops is home base right now, but in a couple of years, I want it to be bigger than even St. Louis, man, because it can. Like, We Are United is just like I said at the beginning of this, I want it to be like a flag that bands just, something that you're proud of. Like, we are working together. We are doing this together. Not my band and this band.
Yeah.
It's my band, this band, and everyone else in this town. It's everyone working together.
Sure, man. Yeah, I've been saying it quite a bit along with the show as well. I just feel like if one win, we all win. You know, it's like if one band breaks through and hits, like, you know, national success, yeah, and things, it's only going to benefit the whole city and shine a light on the whole scene. Like, you know, you look at like a couple years back, like with like Nelly
okay.
hit, and then like soon they were looking at St. Louis for hip hop. Like, that's when Chingy came out and stuff. Like, you know,
and that's what I want to do. I want to find a way to get it to where, when that happens, when that next great band comes out of St. Louis, or when that next band in St. Louis gets noticed by somebody on the outside, and they come here and they see what's going on,
sure. And
they have no choice but for, like I said earlier with the Sonic Highways, look at Seattle. Mm-hmm. You know, you had Nirvana, Soundgarden, yeah, all them.
They all work together, all buddies.
That's what it needs to be, and there's no reason for it not to be.
Sure. I heard like that Temple of the Dog record, mm-hmm, and stuff, like when they were recording that, and then, like, I don't know, I heard a story like that they were, you know, Chris Cornell's doing vocals and Eddie Vedder was just hanging out for the day or something like that, and then,
yep,
and then he jumped on the track, and that's, you know, or something along those lines.
Yeah.
But they, you know, obviously became a huge success, and then Soundgarden and Pearl Jam on their own and things, mm-hmm, but it's just like, it's just kind of crazy to see how those guys, you know, were all buddies back then, and how that scene evolved.
And there's, I'm not saying anything, I'm definitely I try to be the king of positivity and look at the brighter side and keep, you know, finding that little glimpse of light and finding a way to bring that out. But unfortunately in St. Louis right now, there's bands that it's a competition and it's, you know, like, oh, this and that. Even there are, you know, like I said, I do work with bands on the road to Point Fest. Yeah, it is a battle of the bands, but it doesn't have to be that this is the end game end all. It's like, yes, this might not work out for you right now, but that's not a reason to give up. Just because it didn't work for this, like, why not keep pushing forward? If I would have given up years ago when I played my first crappy show or lost a battle, like, I wouldn't have the memories that I have now, and I wouldn't have the friends and the relationships that I have now. So, and that's one of those things I feel beyond lucky and blessed to be able to call some of the people friends that I have, friends and brothers and family members. At the end of the day, everyone can have that, man.
Yeah.
I'm no one special. I just work hard right. and crazy. Let's work together and yeah. let's build everybody up, man, sure. because we just need to be a town.
Yeah. Speaking of those friends,
friends.
some of your friends, I put up there that you were coming on the show.
What do my friends have to say?
And they all had some questions for you, but we might have covered a little bit of this, but Lance asks, what is the biggest obstacle or obstacles you have faced with We Are United and promoting shows?
Mm. Well, let's just say there are definitely multiple. But it's one of those things, too. Like I said, I started this out. I knew I was new. I knew I was green and fresh. And I take everything as a learning experience. And what I am not afraid to admit when I mess up or come shorthanded on something. Mm-hmm. But in that same note, you better believe I'm going to be the one who makes it right and tries to do the best that I can right.
Yeah.
So there were definitely a lot of obstacles. Like I said, learning the booking, learning the promotion, learning the side of the venue and how a venue thinks on a crowd and on the bands that come in and stuff like that. Learning that side was definitely eye-opener and kind of blinding to begin with because it was a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And on that same note, probably the biggest obstacle that I faced with We Are United was my own, I guess you say, me being overambitious. Basically taking on the block party by myself, working with within the first year, I guess you would say within the first 6 months, because when I started We Are United to when the block party was, it was about a 6 month time frame from my very first show to the block party. Within that time frame of just being prior, just being a local musician myself, I ended up working with 32 bands and then ended up having 22 of those bands play the block party. So I had to work with 32 bands by myself, putting on shows, promoting these bands, really finding out what it is that they are excited about, what it is going to get their fans excited about, and in turn seeing the progress grow between the shows. As far as not only the band's excitement, but also we now have day of show walk-ups. When I first stepped in here to see, like, if there was a local show, all local shows, where there was people coming up buying day of show tickets or online tickets, that was unheard of. It's kind of a norm now. Mm-hmm. And that's awesome. That's just a start. So in my mind, going back to it, taking on that much alone was my biggest obstacle, because there was definitely times I almost went a little crazy, mental breakdowns, just trying, because I try to make everybody happy and pleased, and that is my greatest downfall, because I take into consideration everyone else over myself. And a lot of people do, even myself. When we first hear things or go off stuff, we go off emotion. We don't take the time to rationalize or think. And in that same token, whenever it was brought to me about stuff that I may have been slacking in or may not have been doing fully what I should have because of taking on so much, that's when I was like, I wasn't thinking rational. I just would let it become overwhelming.
Right.
And that, in turn, became my biggest obstacle with it all, was learning when too much is too much, learning when to say, I physically know I can do it all, but I can't do it all at the same time.
Right.
That, as a personal obstacle and just as a self lesson, I think was the biggest one that I've overcome this year, was just
sure.
learning when to I want to do so much. I want to be able to do so much, but I'm only one person.
Yeah, man. Well, I think that's pretty big of you, though, to realize that, to understand that, and to realize that you're gonna need more help as this thing grows. So yeah, and we got a little bit of a crew started now.
Yeah, right? Yeah. 2016, boy.
Yeah.
What she got for me?
Speaking of that crew, mm-hmm. one of them writes in. Garrett asks,
"Uh oh,
what is his aftershave of choice?"
Aftershave of choice.
I'm not really sure what that means, but
I'll be honest. I don't use aftershave. Yeah. I have a nice Gillette razor that I use with shaving cream. I don't use aftershave. Now, honestly, I think it comes from Home Alone. See Macaulay Culkin slap it on his face and that scream. Yeah. I've kind of been... Yeah, no, I'm not a fan of aftershave.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Sorry, Garrett. Yeah, sorry. Don't have an answer for you.
And I don't know what this really says, what your friends think of you, but there's two personal hygiene questions in a row here. So
what?
Blake asks what kind of shampoo he uses.
Oh, Tresemme all the way, man. Tresemme. I venture out every now and then. I'll do the Aussie or the Herbal Essence, but yeah. Tresemme is my hair shampoo of choice.
Yeah. everybody wants to know your grooming habits here.
Well, the thing with I could see where the shampoo comes from, because till about a year ago I had the long hair, right. And then a year ago I chopped it all off. Yeah. So,
Pete asks, "Can I have your number?" He wants them digits.
Pete, you need to personally message me and possibly buy me a McChicken. You got to take me out on a date first,
right?
I mean, I can give you a number, but I'm not going to say it's going to be my number. Come on, you got to give me something to get that number, because that's money.
Corey asks, he asks why you don't love him anymore.
Corey who?
Corey Smith.
Oh, Corey, come on now. You know I love you. Now, I admit, at the show over the weekend, I gave you one big hug. I would like to give you many more, because you are a big, snuggly teddy bear. Yeah. I still love you, sir. And it goes back to the whole, man, I took on way more than I can chew this summer, this year. So, now with the team, I can maybe... Okay.
Squeeze in a couple more hugs?
Yeah, maybe squeeze in a couple more hugs and definitely hang out a hangout session. Yeah. Like, I need to get back to hanging out with my friends, and even more... The more friends that I meet through these bands and working with them, that's what I love, man. I love having a bunch of friends and so many people that I can consider as friends, you know, good-hearted individuals, seeing that best in them and bringing that out. Corey, I love you. We will make up, I promise.
Teddy asks, what's your favorite Diamondback King song?
Ooh, Diamondback King song. I'll be 100% honest, guys. I do not have a CD or an album yet, so I cannot tell you which one is my favorite or even a title track of one of your songs.
Yeah.
But I will say this. As of right now, of the bands I've seen, you guys are one of my favorites because you guys do exactly what I do. When you're up on stage, you give it your all. You pour your heart out on it. And that's what it is about, because at the end of the day, you are doing what you love. You are passionate. That's why I personally love everything you guys do.
Yeah. I think my favorite is Dear God.
Dear God, okay.
That's I had those guys on the show a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
And they play. So if you don't know Diamondback Kings, go back a couple episodes, find that episode, listen to it. They played three songs live on the show.
Awesome.
That was Dear God, Shore, and Owen's song. And it was fantastic. Great, great young men. Mm-hmm. They got a bright future ahead of them here in this.
Yeah, man. I can't wait to work further with those guys. Yeah. Those guys have, again, going back to, they have so much potential. Like, sure. Those guys, they have the heart, the drive, and they love what they do.
Yeah. And Adam wants to know, why did you get a Nickelback tramp stamp?
Was supposed to be a secret. No, I don't have a Nickelback tramp stamp. The only tattoo on my back I have was there's actually about five of us in the city of St. Louis that have one of us has on the right shoulder, but the rest of us have it on our left. It's a Sin City 2013 tattoo. We were on a bachelor party in Vegas, and it was 3 o'clock in the morning on the last day in Vegas, and we found a tattoo shop that was open, so we all decided to get matching tattoos. So sorry, whoever told you Nickelback's there, it's not Nickelback, it's a Las Vegas drunk tattoo on my shoulder.
Well, you have another one with about four other guys, too, right?
Yeah, actually, only three of us right now have it.
All three of
us. But yes, all members in Fivefold outside of Amelung, he's been a busy man in the studio, sure. You know. But me, Ryan Cheney, Matt Benny, and Derek Husky, we all have the Love Hard crest tattooed on us.
Yeah, I think that's cool, man. You know, I for one, I don't have any ink. I still. A blank canvas, but one of these days.
Well, if whenever you want to take that dive, I got a guy. His name's Big Dave from Ink Spot.
Yeah.
He does decent work, you know. I mean, he's got my right arm pretty well. So, but yeah, love those guys, man.
Yeah, I don't know any of his. Never had any work done by him, so I can't vouch for that. But I've seen his artwork, and I know the character of him and everybody at the shop there at Ink Spot. And I know, like, I mean, that's why I suggest it all the time. I'm like, that's where I would go if I was going to get tattooed. It's because they are some of the best art I've seen and just some of the nicest people. So they're
biggest thing about those guys, anybody asks me where to go for tattoos, I'm always going to suggest those guys.
Yeah.
Now, I will... Granted, I haven't been to every tattoo shop in the area in St. Louis. Troy, Missouri is definitely a drive. But the reason why I recommend those guys, the reason why I will continue to make that drive until the end of time, is because, again, who they are as people.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a family, man. It's they make you feel like what they are doing is and make it feel like a bigger picture. And that's what it's all about to me. It's like, not only do they have their close family, but they invited me in to be a part of it. And it makes it feel like a huge family. Because somebody from the outside looking into what they have, being accepted into that, it makes it feel so much bigger. And that's what I want. That's the whole main thing behind We Are United.
Mm-hmm.
I want it to be something to where people look at, like, I love what they have going on. I want to be a part of that.
Yeah.
Everybody can be a part of it. Everybody, anybody who wants to make their band or be a musician who reaches out to people, who finds a way to grow and progress and bring out that potential, let's do it. Because that's what those guys saw in me. They gave me an opportunity to run their block party. Basically, it's a music festival that they grew from their parking lot that started as a customer appreciation to I got to run the 6th annual one.
Yeah.
So there was 5 prior, and they entrusted me to take control of the 6th one. They saw something in what I was trying to do and put faith in me, you know? And that's what... I'm ready to find those other guys out there who have that same drive and love for music and...
Yeah, man.
Helping people out, touching people, man.
Pay it forward. Passing it on.
Yeah, like I said, bigger than you and I, man.
Yeah, man. Well, man... Let's close this thing out. This has been a lot of fun.
Finally, Shane. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry it took so long, but thank you for coming out. I appreciate it.
I'm happy to be here, man. I feel Rock Paper Podcast and We Are United is a great partnership.
Yep.
I feel like there's going to be a lot in the near future where we're going to be.
And like I said at the very beginning of this, and I'll leave it at this right now. It's only 1 year in, man. It's for both of us.
Yeah.
We're still laying that foundation. There's still so much more to go. And bottom line is, we're nowhere near done.
No way, man. Yeah.
We're hungry, man. We want it. And at the end of the day, I'm that stubborn dude who won't give up on something that my heart's set on, man.
Yeah.
And this music has helped me through so much.
So we mentioned it, but we have a We Are United Facebook page. They can reach out to you.
Yep.
Anybody that wants to get involved, you're hearing this and you say, hey, Coco, I want to get involved. They hit you up through the Facebook page.
Yeah, go through the Facebook page. Hit me up on my personal Facebook, Jordan Coco Murray. There's actually 2 of them out there. Long story short, when I started at Pops, I, kind of my old Facebook, I lost the password to because it was one I had whenever Facebook became a thing back when I was 18 years old. Yeah. Long story short, I lost that password and I can no longer access that one, so I can't even delete it. So there's one with the block party photo. Don't add that one. Add the one with the fivefold photo or me playing bass or something like that. That'll be my profile. Add me on that or go to the We Are United Facebook. Or simply Coco, C-O-C-O dot weareunited@gmail.com.
All
right. My email blows up night and day, and I will respond. Yeah. So thank you, guys. Thank you, Shane, for coming out.
Yeah, man. Well, best of luck with everything. I'm excited to watch this project grow.
Together.
I'm excited to be involved in whatever way I can help. And but, yeah, man, 2016, watch out.
Let's leave it with this. This is a quote Big Dave told me. I fail, we succeed. Together we can make this happen.
There it is. Truth. Yeah! Thanks, man.
Thank you, brother.